Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports as we head back over the week on in high school sports around the area. And then there was one local undefeated high school football team, Carrollton, with a big win at Kell on Friday night. Trojans bounce into their open date, sitting pretty at 8-0 on the year, virtually assured of a region championship and a top seed come playoff time next month. Our other two unbeaten teams battled hard just on the downside. Bowden at Christian Heritage and Harrelson County at home with North Murray. Fighting hard, but on the downside. Also Friday night, Bremen with a victory over Temple. Villarica fell at Hiram. Heard County ran away and hid from Jordan. It was Mount Zion falling to North Cobb Christian, and Central losing a heartbreaker over at Chapel Hill. We don't have a full slate of action coming up this week. Got a little open date activity coming up for our local teams. We'll talk about it as the week goes on. Some big ball games, though, this Friday night. Some big ones coming up before that in the state high school softball tournament. They're down to the final eight in every classification, and the Columbus Softball Complex begins on Thursday. Class A on the government school side, Bowden will begin against Lanier County. That is a noon game on Thursday for the Red Devils in Class A. In AA, we've got a couple of 4 o'clock starts coming up. Bremen against Banks County and Heard County against Harlem coming up. Good luck to all of our locals there. But that's not it. Central also coming up. They're kind of the late game in their classification in Quad A on Thursday. They'll play what everybody else in the country would call Lafayette, but in Georgia it's called Lafayette. Central will take them on Thursday. Also on Thursday, Carrollton beginning play against Walnut Grove coming up. Not a good day for the West Georgia Wolves Saturday at homecoming. West Florida got the better of the Wolves 30-2 in a monsoon at Raylan Field. West Georgia falling to 4-3 on the air. This Saturday will be in Livingston to take on the Tigers of West Alabama coming up there. So we'll look out for that one. Also for West Georgia over the weekend, boy, what a tough weekend in soccer. Falling to powerhouse Mississippi College yesterday as a 2-1 win for MC. And that one, Wolves also fell in a close one to Delta State on the soccer pitch on Friday. Volleyball acquitted itself very well for West Georgia over the weekend. Against 3 ranked opponents in the crossover, it was 1-2, but still, a big 3-2 win over Eckerd was fantastic on Saturday for John Mosley and his team. And the West Georgia men's golf team hosting the Matt Dias Invitational today and tomorrow. They're playing out at Oak Mountain Championship Golf Club in that 2-day event. And that 11 teams are part of that. That's sports, and I'm Mitch Gray.